few months ago, you might remember that we had a very special announcement to make of an honor coming to a member of this morning team. And yesterday, September 15th, the honor was officially bestowed. Officially now, Pat Johnston, you and I can say we are associating with Michigan Association of Broadcasting Hall of Famer Dave Maurer. The ceremony and the induction happened yesterday. Congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations, Dave. We are not worthy. We are not worthy.
Not at all.
I was thinking of borrowing that Kim Komando. She has that recording that she uses all the time. I'm not worthy. I thought, I ought to borrow that.
It was an interesting ceremony because it did happen virtually. But a very nice job done by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters to make it as special as possible.
I did, and we gathered our staff that was in the building, socially distanced, into our conference room, those that are working in the building, and viewed it all together. And as they were watching, I was looking around, and I was thinking, some of the things that I'm highlighting or that are highlighted in this career video are before these people were born.
Yes. Very, very true. Very true. It was a very impressive video presentation, the narration that was done to talk about your career and all the
Jerry Hodak and his daughter. Jerry Hodak is a retired meteorologist from Channel 7 in Detroit. And his daughter, who was an anchor in Lansing, were the co-hosts on it and did a very nice job along with all of the things that we sent them. I had some help. Chandler on our staff helped with my acceptance video, as did my son Josh, as I was I found out what TV people go through when you have to learn how to pace yourself with a teleprompter. That was a challenge, but we got it done, and Josh did a great job on some of the archived photos that I had from over the years that we pulled out and reproduced electronically so that they could be shared. And they had some of the audio and from some of the highlights of the big stories that I did over the years. And so a lot of members of our staff learned some things maybe they didn't know before. And we don't share a lot. We'd like to consider our audience our family. If you want to know more about Dave, I guess you're going to be able to watch the video.
Yes.
We have it posted at WSGW.com. If you scroll down the homepage, right there, front and center, below the news content, there's a box there, and you'll see Dave's smiling face. You click on that, and you can watch the entire presentation, by the way. It's not just a little small piece that we put together. We utilized what the Michigan Association of Broadcasters did for the honor, so you get the entire presentation.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Appreciate also the MAB sending me a very nice arrangement of fresh-cut flowers, fall flowers, which is putting a pleasant aroma in my office. So,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys are very gracious, and you weren't very in your face like some of the people when we walked into the conference room yesterday to watch a video. The first thing a couple of people said, "What? No donuts?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were there for looking for donuts. They weren't looking to watch the Dave induction.
So you gather in the conference room, and people immediately think there's going to be some kind of treat.
Yeah, right.
Well, they should have been treating you to the donuts. We have an excerpt, if you will. I have taken a piece.
I didn't
know
about that.
Well, I'm going to play it right now just to give people a little taste, because you actually spoke for how long? They gave you some good time to make your thank yous and statements.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of people to thank. There were some people in the past who have been very influential in my career, managers and owners, et cetera. So I had an opportunity to thank some of them and members of my family that helped me in many ways are my best critics to try to keep things on target.
Well, speaking of that, that's the excerpt I took because I thought it was very poignant of you to point out that it is a statement Dave makes that is for anyone in the radio business or for anyone that's any success of any kind. Just know that there's without the proper support, we can't do what we do. And this is part of Dave's induction speech and one of the very special thank yous that he passed along.
My thanks to my wife of 52 years, Rosemary, and I met during my first radio job in St. Ignace. She came to work initially as a receptionist, and she was later promoted to business manager. In later years, she worked in the healthcare field. But Rosemary's always been keenly aware of our industry. When the Jupiter burned for 3 days, Rosemary brought me food and beverages so I could remain on the scene. 1 year on Christmas Eve, a major department store burned in downtown Bay City. I was reluctant to go Christmas Eve to cover it that night. She said, go. I covered the story and managed to get some home before our three sons woke up and discovered that Santa had put their many gifts under the tree. Rosemary keeps me focused and motivated with her time spent listening. I burned the candle on both ends for many years on the job and pursuing my degree as a non-traditional student.
And Dave had more to say about Rosemary and the influence of how she kept the family together and how she made sure that your sons were properly educated and successful, including I enjoyed your deference to her and her math skills.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. The math and the science, and our three sons all were outstanding students. And but I was, back in the day, a one-person news shop, and not only here but in other places before we grew our news department here. And I would be out late at night covering government meetings and things like that or community events, and then turn around and be up early in the morning. And it wasn't me that helped the kids with the homework, but she did, and they were all excellent students and all eventually became engineers in different disciplines. So, you have to give credit where credit is due. So, Charlie, you got a spare bedroom? I think I'm in trouble.
Yes, Rosemary, we're going to give you some love this morning because you deserve it for the support you've given Dave over the years.
She's going to give me something, brother. The text is going off already.